I believe someone needs to know today that they are not forgotten, that they are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to the Patreon sponsor, Lizette Chenier, or I don't even know exactly how you say that, Chenier, if I was going to say it in French, C-H-E-N-I-E-R. Thank you so much, Lizette, for your patronage of the Pray Every Day show. If Pray Every Day has helped you, consider being one of the sponsors of this podcast. Just go to patreon.com/prayeveryday for as little as a dollar a month. Every little dollar helps pay for Caleb and what he's been doing for the show and all the hosting and all of that. Today we're reading from the book of James. We're still in chapter 1 in the NET Bible, verses 12 through 15, and it says this: Happy is the one who endures testing, because when he has proven to be genuine, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, "I am tempted by God," for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each one is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Then when desire conceives, it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, it gives birth to death. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is such a beautiful picture and a tragic picture of what sin looks like in our lives and how it happens. Thank you for your warning through James about how it is that we get involved in sin. We are not tempted by you. You don't tempt us. And we know that with temptation, you provide a way of escape, which I pray today that someone who is listening today who is being tempted by whatever it is, Father, thank you that you have already provided a way of escape. And Lord, I pray that you would put a spotlight on that way of escape for my friend who's being tempted today, that they would see that way of escape very, very clearly. It says that when we're tempted, we're lured and enticed by our own desires. So that temptation to sin starts with this little feeling inside of us of what you give us, God, is not enough. And you see that in the Garden of Eden where Satan tempts Eve and said, "Did he say that? And are you sure? And isn't there more that you're missing out on? And don't you want more?" And Eve eventually gave in, and as did Adam, and their eyes were opened, and not in a good way. They suddenly realized they were naked, and then the whole world went to hell, basically, because of what they did. And it all started with a desire. So, Lord, I pray for those who have little pieces and little parts, and always start small, little foxes of desire, of wanting something they can't have. It may be a person, it may be a position, it may be a level of financial security. And when we give birth to that, when we start listening to it and writing about it or thinking about it or giving a big space in our mind for it, and we think about it and continue to think about it, that's where sin starts. It always starts in the mind. And then as we do that, you give this metaphor that is so powerful. And it talks of, it's a metaphor of birth. So when we think about it, it then that desire conceives, it says. So you have the thinking and then the conception, and then that sin baby grows and then it gives birth to sin. And when sin is full grown, so then you see that little baby, the baby sin, grow up into a big, unwieldy adult, then it gives birth to death. And so that is the life cycle of sin. So Lord, thank you for this beautiful and difficult and hard, I guess beautiful is probably the wrong word, this difficult picture of what sin is. It starts in our mind, and then it's conceived, and then it becomes a sin baby, and then it becomes a sin adult, and then death happens. And your word says the penalty for sin is death. But the free gift of God is through you, Jesus. So the way out of temptation is not necessarily to Of course it is to take every thought captive, but it's to worship something greater than the thing that we think we need. So to move our hearts and our minds away from that little thing that we feel like you're holding back from us, God, and instead worshiping you because you are greater. So help us to endure the testing that we are going through today. Because it says that we will receive that crown of life. And so as we receive that crown of life, help us to picture this idea of taking that crown and worshiping what is greater, worshiping you, throwing our crown before you. And if we spend our whole time in our minds thinking about how great you are, those will crowd out the thoughts of all the temptations that are coming our way. So Lord, I pray that you would help us today to worship you, to say that you are worthy of all praise, to lift you up, to elevate you, to say great words about how powerful, how strong, how mighty, how loving, how forgiving you are. And in light of that, we're going to crowd out all those temptations. So Lord, help us to do that today as we face today. I pray this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Thanks for coming on this journey with me every single day. Some of you have listened since day one. And did you know that today is day 179 of the Pray Every Day show? Tomorrow is going to be 180. We are making our way halfway through this year. And how cool is that? So I just want to thank God for his power and his provision of this show, and for what he is doing throughout the whole world in answering prayer, because our God is a God who answers prayer.